got Rosie on the house. In our commitment to bring you more building science so you can make better buying decisions, we have reformatted the Rosie on the House program. Let me cover it for you one more time. At 8 o'clock, as always, we're in the garden with our landscape and garden experts. At 9 o'clock, we move into the house and we allow the callers to set the tempo and the topic for that hour. In the 10 o'clock hour, we have begun bringing in specialists that we can talk about particular components of your home so you can be a more educated consumer buyer, you can be a more comfortable homeowner, and you can be a more greener, energy efficient habitant of planet Earth. That's what the third hour at Rosie on the House is becoming, the Building Science Hour. We're here with Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage, whose specialty is injecting foam into older masonry homes, creating a quieter home, creating a cleaner home, and creating a much more comfortable home. Just before the break, we had a call. Someone wanted to know if I measure the outside surface temperature of my block wall and in the middle of the summer go inside and measure the inside surface of the temperature of the wall, what temperature delta, what temperature difference between the inside and outside surface should I see to come to a conclusion that I have adequate insulation? And it was really the wrong question, because we don't know what temperature he has the thermostat set on in his home. We don't know how long the air conditioner ran to get it to that temperature. Our position and our point is, look, we want to create in that wall a thermal performance that greatly increases over what the block by itself is. The void block walls, Dennis, that we built all through the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, block wall, 8 inches thick, whether it's the slump block or the CMU or one of the split face box, what is a blank, empty block wall's R value?
It's usually between a 2 and a 3.
Okay. That's incredibly low. A single pane window clear is 1. So it's not much better than just the window by itself. And here's what people need to understand that I try and impress upon people all that. You hear all these commercials and all this. Let me take your insulation from an R30 to an R38 to an R60. You're wasting your money. If you could build a perfect house, the doors, the windows, the walls, the attic, and everything would be an R10. But we can't, because we can't get the performance of the windows up to that level. So we over-insulate the walls and the attic to compensate for the windows that we can only get up to about a 5 or 6 at the absolute very most. So we take a concrete block wall that's an R2 and we inject Thermal Advantage's foam. We are now taking that same wall to an R9, 10?
10 to 11. It'll depend 10. On the density of the block, but we advertise an 11.
And what I want, if I could shout it from the rooftops, if I could just mount it on every billboard, on every byway in Arizona, if you'll spend your money on the low end of the R value range, your returns will be exponential. If you dump more and more money in the high range of the R value, your returns, not only would they be linear, and many times you won't have any returns at all. So taking your masonry void wall, even if it's got vermiculite in it, I'm going to encourage you, if Dennis gets to your house and finds vermiculite, pay the little bit extra and get that evacuated. Get it out of there. And then let's fill the voids with foam. You're taking it from a 2 to an 11. You're going to see an immediate difference in your energy bill and the comfort level in your home.
That's correct. When you consider the simple fact, it's 5 times the R value.
On the low end?
Yes. R11 may seem low when you consider that a new house may have a 2x6 wall and they may put an R19 bat, for instance, in that wall. So R11 may seem a little bit low, but when you consider that for what it costs in the investment, our average job is probably $1,500 to $3,000 to bring the wall R value up 5 times than what it is existing and help with the air filtration issues and dust and noise It's pretty good value.
And I want to hand you this attaboy. We have blind shopped you and your competitors, and you're not trying to force that product into every other orifice in the house just to deliver more product to drive the ticket price up. So, again, for your integrity, for the way you've conducted your business, for all the years you've been a Rosie on the House certified partner, for the hundreds of positive feedbacks we've got from customers that have used you, the price you charge is extremely reasonable. Estimates are free.
Free estimates.
And yes. How would they get a hold of you? Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage.
Our office number is 480-705-5757. We're toll free at 1-888-329-0289. And again, our website has all the information.
With some great video stuff.
Yeah, thermaladvantage.com. The website also has a big project that we did for the city of Phoenix, completed about a year ago, 300 units.
Fantastic. Well, Dennis, thanks for taking time of your Saturday and joining us to help educate the Arizona homeowner.
My pleasure.
Folks, we're jumping on. Pella is actually sending their private jet out to Scottsdale Airport to pick up me, Romy, and Jennifer. We're flying back to Pella, Iowa, and doing next week's broadcast from the Pella factory. It's going to be a blast. I'm dying to see the research and development wind and rain tunnel. Won't that be cool? Talk to y'all next week. Until